Tapes and Scouts, a podcast where two friends review every single movie they watch.
Hi, everybody.
Whoa.
Tapes and Scouts.
When'd you get here?
I've been sleeping in the corner.
Yeah, I just woke up.
Oh, yeah, I know. You've been passed out for like a week.
I know.
We were going to have a sleepover. I thought it'd be really fun. I'm rarely in this cramped little room.
I know. You left all this bottle of stuff called ether.
Oh, is that where that went to?
Yep.
That's
cool.
Yeah, you shouldn't sniff that much.
Oh, there was no directions on the bottle.
Oh, yeah, that's just a bottle with the label must have come off.
Oh, yeah, that's what that is. Okay, yeah, that just says ether.
Looks like the puppy got in it.
Yeah, well, we were both sleeping a lot.
Yeah, those knives aren't even flailing about.
No.
Usually I see the puppy, it's like a Hellraiser movie, you know?
Quiet podcast this time.
All right, well, Max.
Tim?
Would you like to go first, or would you like for me to go first?
How's your ending?
Real bad.
Real bad.
Really not good.
Then you can go second, so we end real bad.
All right, I love ending bad. Stay tuned.
2021, speaking of real bad.
Oh, yeah.
Raya and the Last Dragon.
Hey, all right. This looks cool.
Watch this in June 17th, 2021. It is 1 hour, 54 minutes. It is a family adventure movie directed by Carlos Lopez Estrada and Don Hall, starring Awkwafina, the water herself.
Whoa.
Kelly Marie Tran and Gemma Chan. And your summary for this one: in a realm of Kumadra, a warrior named Raya is determined to find the last dragon and save her people and all of Kumadra, I guess, kind of as a result.
Yeah, sounds noble, I guess.
Yep, there's a lot of world building, like these kind of children's animated thing where the world is, there's all these dragons and people and they coexist, and then some bad stuff happens and there's the last dragon, and then real bad stuff happens and the world gets pooped upon, and then it's up to Raya to unpoop the world.
Unpoop the world, girl. Yeah,
absolutely, that's one of the songs.
You gotta unpoop the world, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like fine. It's a fun movie. It's not bad. The animation's solid, of course. The music's good. It's not like one of those like very songy Disney efforts, but it's like got songs in it, but it's not like leaning towards like very musical.
Hey, I'm going on an adventure.
Absolutely. Like that? Yeah, that's all the one that's in all of them.
Yeah.
It's kind of set piece driven. She has to go here and do this and then go here and do this and go here and do this. The characters aren't like phenomenal or anything, but I think they're relatable and you're clearly going for like a lot of strong representation with the characters, which I think is great. I just wish there's a little bit more for the characters to do in this one. And like things just kind of go from like not like seeming like there's nothing that seems impossible, but they all kind of resolve a little easier than you anticipate. It's like, oh, well, that was pretty easy. So I was like, fine. Like, I didn't have a problem watching it. Visually, very interesting. The color palette's great. I had a, like, it was fun. And, like, the actual, like, combat that they engage in is, like, well thought out and well choreographed. Obviously, it's animated. So they took their time and really made it interesting and used the world around them effectively.
But I think that's important because sometimes I think with animation, you could get lazy and not choreograph it so good and not make it make sense.
Right, right.
Like, there's a dragon, whatever. Figure it out.
Yep. And so it was pretty fun. I didn't have any problem with it. I enjoyed it. I'd watch it again if somebody was like, sit down and watch this. Be like, all right, cool. You have any ether?
Oh, man.
Yeah. So IMDb gives this a 7.4 out of 10.
Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes. This movie is not anything on Rotten Tomatoes.
What? That can't be right.
I know. I went to the website and I found another website that claims that Rotten Tomatoes gave this a 96%. I don't know if that's audience or critics, but literally if you go there, there's just like, you can't click on it and go to Raya and the Last Dragon.
Boy.
It's really weird.
I really hope that was an error the day you went.
Weird.
That is weird, yeah.
But I gave it a 7 out of 10.
Nice. That's fun.
Yeah, it was a fun movie.
How was the dragon? Dragon was solid?
Dragon was a little annoying, but she rides this like weird pillar bug thing that's gigantic.
Okay.
That thing's cool. That's what's up. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I got a movie, and I watched it just because it had a weird title, and I was like, weird title.
Weird title.
I'm listening.
That's all you need.
Yeah, it's from 2020. It is Ellie and Abby.
Oh,
and then in brackets it says, and Ellie's dead aunt.
Oh, dead aunt.
Dead aunt. I watched on who knows because I didn't write it down. It's an hour 22, and it is a comedy. Directed by Monica Zanetti, starring Sophie Hawkshaw, Zoe Tarakis, and Marta Dusseldrop.
Dusseldorp.
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 No, I don't know. Whatever, Marta. You did a good job.
Nice work.
IMDb movie summary. 17-year-old Ellie is struggling to find the courage to ask her classmate, Abby, to the formal. Luckily, her Aunt Tara, a lesbian who died in the 80s, has shown up as a fairy godmother to dish out advice, whether Ellie wants it or not. very strange concept for a movie.
That is really weird.
There's fun scenes between Abby and Ellie. Basically, she's just like a young kid who's like, I haven't come out yet. I want to ask that girl out. Maybe I'll try to do it. And like the dead aunt character comes back, and the aunt from the 80s being gay had a very totally different experience. So it's a comedy in sense that she'll be like, okay, what are you going to do? What are we going to do? How are you going to, she's like, I'm just going to go ask her. Like, there's already five gay kids in my class. Like, this isn't a big deal. And she doesn't understand that, like, you know, the aunt went through some shit. It's a weird, weird comedy, but it's got a very cool, the way it's written is great. It's got almost cringe kind of, like, it's just like everything you do fails. Mm. And like, you just can't ask her, and like, you went to ask her and you just, now she hates you more, and
right,
like that kind of stuff. But then it turns into almost like a dramedy because you find out the background of the aunt, what happened to her. The mother character gets super deep when she was just background fodder for like half the movie. It's a very weird, weird movie. Weird ass concept, but it's super good if you can make it through it, because it's, like I said, it's weird and you're like, what am I doing? Where am I going? But when you get to the end, it's super good.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a strange movie, but it really does a good job of showing you how awkward conversations are in high school, and just extra added awkwardness of not yet announcing that she's gay,
right,
and trying to, like, I feel this way, also this, and also, by the way, and it's just like, it's very smart kind of written movie.
I like that. That's cool.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a bunch. It is interesting, to say the least. IMDb gave it a 5.9.
Hmm.
Rotten Tomato Critics, 11 of them. 100%.
Hmm.
I just never trust that.
Mm-mm.
I mean, it is good, but right. 100%?
Perfect.
Yeah. Especially when Rotten Tomatoes audience, less than 50 of them, gave it 38%.
Oh, boy.
So we're all over the damn place.
We are.
My wife gave it a 6.5. Which, of course, means I gave it a 6.5 as well.
It's just matchy-matchy.
Matchy-matchy. Yeah, I actually yelled at her at one point. I was like, can you stop, like, picking the same numbers I pick? Like, that's annoying.
Yeah.
They're going to think, like, they're going to think it's fake.
You don't have a, we're all going to think you don't have a wife, and you're just like, wife score is my score.
I don't have a wife. Oh, yeah. It's just me and Ether Rag passing the time.
I feel you on that one.
No, it's a good movie. Check it out.
2020 still.
Oh, boy.
Vampires versus the Bronx.
Oh, my God. All right, I'm in. I'm already in.
Yep.
Can we talk about this instead of my last movie?
I watched this in July 1st, 2021. It is 1 hour, 26 minutes. It's a horror comedy directed by Osmani Rodriguez, starring Jaden Michael, Gregory Diaz, the third, I think, or the fourth here. Okay, it's the fourth. And yes. Coco Jones.
Coco Jones.
Coco Jones.
Oh my God, I'm so in. I've never been more into a movie I've never seen.
Yep. A trio of friends discover a sinister plot to destroy their neighborhood. They decide to band together to save their town from a group of scheming vampires.
That's so good.
Yeah, it's cool. So it's like kids go on an adventure, modern style. It's really, really nice. And it does a really awesome job balancing being an entertaining movie about three kids who are like probably like early teens trying to take on a small group of vampires in the Bronx, with actually going into a lot of deep subtext and allegory about like the small communities within a city the size of the world, not a city, but you know what I mean? A section of the New York, the size of the Bronx. It's really cool. And so they get into like really hyper specific archetypes. Like you get like different races and classes, and it's this melting pot. And it really does a nice job of highlighting all of that and showing that these aren't just like thugs and what you may write off people who are in, like you may think people in the Bronx are, right? Like these really hard-nosed, you know what I mean? Kind of passive, like,
hey, I'm just walking in.
Yeah, really aggressive, nasty kind of folks. And it just shows you that they're not at all. They're like genuine people, and these communities of people really rely on each other for their day-to-day. And it really says a lot about that. There's an actual like poignant message underneath of the kids going on the adventure, which is always a hoot. You know, I love that.
I love hoots.
Hoots are great.
I give hoots for hoots.
It's just, it's really fun. The adventure's good. The only gripe I have, I guess the biggest gripe I have, there's a couple little things, but the biggest gripe I have is they make the Bronx seem very tiny. Mm. Like the Bronx is big. Like it's a lot of square footage, and they just kind of make it like this one particular spot, and they go out a little bit. It's like vampires are going to take over what, one square block of the Bronx? Is that what they're aiming for here? It's a little unclear about all of that. But again, you only have so much money. It's not like you're going to walk into the Bronx and just shoot wherever you want for however long you want. So
they only had three plastic fangs.
That's right. They were all, they were running out. So it worked really well. I thought it was an awesome movie. It's a lot of fun. And I think they did a really awesome job. IMDb gives it a 5.7 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes critics, 41 this time. A nearly credible number.
Sure.
90%.
Wow.
Yeah. Audience. So this is, remember the key here is subtext and allegory.
Right.
The audience, 250 plus, 43%.
Mm. Whew,
whizzing right by them.
Mm.
There wasn't enough vampires or Bronx in this one. I'm settling more towards the critics here and giving it a 7.5 out of 10. It is really good.
A little more Bronx, I'd have been in.
I don't like it. I'm walking in.
That's like outside the Bronx. Just outside.
Ain't none of that in here. Yeah.
Does this mean your movie's done and we gotta do mine?
7.5 out of 10, Tim. Back to you.
Okay. Well.
This sounds like Cats level bad here.
Oh, man, just slightly better.
Slightly better, okay.
Yeah, what did Cass get, a one?
Not good.
Yeah.
It's like Murder Party levels of bad.
Oh, fucking Murder Party.
It's still sealed over there.
You haven't opened it, right?
It's still sealed.
my movie, I watched because I hoped it would be funny.
Okay.
It's not.
Uh-oh.
Fast and Fierce, Death Race. Yeah, it sounds like they took a bunch of popular movies and merged them into one title.
It sure does.
Yeah. Genre, action, but I put car.
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 Another car movie.
Car, exclamation point.
Car.
This is from 2020.
Oh, you know it's bad.
Yeah, I watched it December 20th of 2021. It's directed by Jared Cohn, who at the time I didn't know, but is the guy who did Atlantic Rim, so you already know.
Oh,
you
baby.
You already know.
Snakes on a Train level bad.
Yes, sir.
Uh-oh.
Starring Michael DeVorzon. Paulina Gwynn, and the only reason I really put this on, DMX.
Wow, the lone wolf.
Potentially his last movie, who knows?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. DMX in this can't be that bad.
Would you say you were in for a rough ride?
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed. That was the anthem of this movie. IMDb movie summary. This summary, I'm going to read you the whole thing because it's so incredibly bad.
Can you do it in a dramatic voice?
Jack Tyson is a young man partaking in an illegal Mexico to California car race when a desperate woman fleeing from her abusive gangster boyfriend, who is financing the tournament, jumps into his car, pleading for his help, and who has an incriminating USB drive that could send her thug boyfriend, among others, to prison.
What is this?
Yes. That is no shit what's on IMDb.
Oh, my goodness.
People, when you make a movie, no matter how fucking pathetic and bad it is, you can write a better thing and put it on IMDb. I know. I've done it for people.
I feel like I need to go back into IMDb and in popular movies write with a USB device somewhere in it.
Oh, my God. It's so... And I wrote the whole thing out. It's all right. I couldn't believe.
Wow.
I was like, this is what I'm going to talk about. Is this summary, not the movie.
You know what, Tim? Garbage. You earned another ether-soaked rag for that one. Oh, for writing all that
down.
Thank God. Yeah.
Thank God. All right. Well, we'll get to that in a second. My bullet points. Holy fuck, this piece of shit is my first bullet point. I legit wrote that.
Well, after you wrote the summary, you could write damn near anything.
That's true. Some sort of... Wait, did she have my USB device?
I don't care about her, but where's my USB device?
It's got all my...
Dios mio.
She's got my...
I'm financing this tournament.
Why is it a tournament? It's not a tournament. Oh, my God. It's just a race. Holy crap. All right. There's only three racers.
Oh, boy.
That's the next bullet point.
Oh, my God.
It is... There's convoluted cops versus gangsters moments. DMX is fine, but the movie sure as shit isn't. DMX is he plays the thug guy with the USB, and like, he's fine. He does what he's supposed to do.
Does he give it to you?
He starts to give it to you. Gonna give it to you.
Yeah.
But then...
Nothing, huh?
No. This is just awful, not in the funny way I was hoping for, and my final bullet point is poop soup. So...
Damn.
Please don't ever... For any reason, subject another human being to this.
Good
ever.
Enough.
And I'm shocked to find that Mr. Cohn has done so many movies.
They make money.
I don't,
because people don't know. They're just, that's the whole stick. It's like Transmorphers. Yeah. That's just, that's the thing my kid wanted to watch, right? And then they're like, God damn it, Grandma.
We need to do this. We need to make our own knockoff movies, but make them good.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. Transmogrifiers.
No, we need to aim for, we need to aim for loftier than that. We can do better.
Can we?
We can do better.
All right. So what's our ultimate Transformer name?
I don't know.
GoBots.
Yeah, we've done it.
We did it. We could probably get the rights to GoBots, right?
I'm sure we have at least enough change down here in AOL discs. We can do it.
Yeah. Now, see, now something positive came out of this awful, horrendous piece of shit movie.
Yes, so get scoring.
Let's get scoring and call it a night, folks. IMDb. You want to guess the scores? This is a fun game we can play.
IMDb, huh?
Yeah.
3.8.
2.2.
Damn it.
Yes.
Okay.
That's when you know we're in trouble.
Yep.
Rotten Tomato critics? No.
No.
There is one critical review in, but it doesn't count to give it a score.
Okay.
The audience, less than 50 people. You want to guess it?
14.
That's correct.
Yes. And I didn't even look.
That's weird.
It is.
What told you?
I don't know. Just this voice. This robot voice.
Oh, I thought it was going to be DMX from Beyond the Grave. Like, it's 14.
That's what he's telling me your score.
Ah, yes. My score is not 14.
No, it's not.
That would break our system. It really would. Really confuse people. My score is a 2 out of 10. My wife watched this with me.
Oh,
just when you thought. Couldn't get worse. A 2.5. My wife liked this slightly more than me. And it took her a long time to come up with 2.5.
Wow.
She was just like, well, it's bad, but you remember that other horrendous piece of shit we watched? I forget what movie she picked, but I was like, yeah. She's like, well, 2.5. I'm like, are you sure?
Generous the wife is.
Oh, she's way too generous. Yeah, please never, ever, 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 ever